USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the search continues for Gabby Petito's boyfriend and person of interest in her murder, Brian Laundrie is being searched for by the FBI in a nature preserve near the Laundrie family home. Now, Dwayne Chapman, a.k.a. Dog the Bounty Hunter, tells Fox News, Fort DeSoto, a Florida campsite near the mouth of the Gulf into Tampa Bay, could be the key to finding the fugitive boyfriend.
They registered to stay at this park.
They registered, went through the gate, they're on camera.
Allegedly, what we're hearing is two people left on the 8th. Three people came in on the 6th, and two people left on the 8th. I think he's been here for sure.
Mr. Chapman describes the area as having many islands that are reachable by canoe. The United States is facing a potential federal government shutdown Thursday after the Senate failed to pass an emergency spending bill on Monday. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a playdate with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Following weeks of graphic and emotional testimony, singer R. Kelly was convicted Monday on all counts of sex trafficking. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
R. Kelly is being found guilty of all the charges against him. Women's rights attorney Gloria Allred saying she's proud of her clients who testified against the R&B singer.
Justice has been done. Let that be a message to other celebrities who also use their fame to prey on their fans and others who are unfortunate enough to come into contact with them.
The guilty verdicts include racketeering, as he was accused of recruiting women and underage girls for sex. He'll be sentenced in early May. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Freddy Krueger's famed razor glove and Michael Myers mask can be yours for the tens of thousands of dollars it's estimated to fetch at prop store auctions. That will be taking place November 9th through the 11th in London and Los Angeles, California. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is frustrated with American journalists asking him questions. Jen Psaki at the White House lectern on Monday.
I think what he said is that they're not always on point. Now, I know that isn't something that anyone wants to hear but what I think he was conveying is, you know, today he might want to talk about COVID vaccines, and some of the questions are not always about the topic he's talking about in that day.
Journalist with The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says Biden's handlers are trying to script the presidency.
I'm old enough to remember Jen Psaki on day one saying that she and the administration, the president, would always be transparent with the American people. On the economy, he's got a big inflation problem. On rising crime, he's got a big police morale and police retirement and resigning problem. Police reform also just failed recently. On immigration, he's got a big open border problem. The numbers are on pace to eclipse now 2.3 million people entering the country illegally. That matches the population of the fourth largest city in the U.S., Houston. And what does the president and vice president do? They attack Border Patrol agents and a story smearing them as whip-wielding racist on Afghanistan. Utter debacle, and somehow not one person in the administration gets fired over that. So Jen Psaki wants the press to obey. It's why she provides the president with a list of handpicked reporters that he follows to the T when he does a press conference. It's why we often, when he makes public statements, he turns his back on reporters on the way out. Simply put, you can't script a presidency, but they're trying to do so anyway.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.